Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Suzanne Wentley with the Children's Services Council of Martin County. Their mission is to enhance the lives of the children of Martin County and to enable them to attain their full potential. Suzanne, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Good morning, Drew.
That is a pretty broad mandate. How do you guys go about doing that?
Well, we fund children's programs. We're a funding agency. We're actually an independent special district in Martin County. So actually, homeowners are funding programs. We fund 34 different programs run by 19 agencies in Martin County.
How does the council go about determining what needs to be done?
Okay, great question. We have funding priorities that are set through strategic planning. Every 5 years, we have a strategic plan that is based on research and data and focus groups and a lot of collection, data collection, to determine the ever-changing needs of our community, because that's really how we're going to identify what programs are going to be most effective and meet the goals that we set for our community.
Do the needs change significantly, say, from one five-year period to the other, or are they more incremental changes?
We're actually in the middle of our strategic planning process right now. So by the end of the year, we're going to identify new funding priorities. Currently, we have five funding priorities: maternal and child health, after-school care, child abuse prevention, mental health and substance abuse prevention, and connecting families with the resources that they need. At the end of the year, once our strategic planning process is over, those funding priorities will change. And that's how we identify what programs are going to meet those needs. So those funding priorities will likely change, probably not dramatically, but Martin County it's a dynamic community, and we have to constantly change and modernize to meet the needs so that we can move forward together as a community.
I'm speaking today with Suzanne Wentley with the Children's Services Council of Martin County. I know you've been helping children to swim this summer through the SPLASH program. Tell me about that.
Right. So SPLASH, that stands for Swimming Provides Learners with Aquatics Safety and Health. Okay, so that's the SPLASH program. What that does is provides free swimming lessons for children who otherwise couldn't afford to learn how to swim. And this is really a very basic way to reduce the child death rate in Martin County. Drownings are very preventable and they're very tragic. And it's not something that we want to have happen in Martin County. So we created this program last year. Last year, we were able to fund 165 children. And this year, we've already almost doubled that. We've had 315 children learn how to swim this year thanks to the SPLASH program. And now we've received a challenge grant from the Martin County Community Foundation. So we're encouraging listeners to help children learn how to swim who otherwise could not afford it. For $50, thanks to this grant, you can fund two children. You're saving two lives.
You've also got a Grandparents' Day essay contest coming up. It sounds like a Hallmark card.
It's so much fun. I'm really excited to see the essays that we get because it's open to both young and old. So if you're a grandchild or a grandparent, you can enter this contest. For grandchildren, the question is, what is the most important lesson that your grandparent has taught you and why? And if you're a grandparent, that question is, what's the most important lesson that you've taught your grandchild and why? And it's just a one-page essay, and the winners will be announced on Grandparents' Day, which is September 9th. They're due on the 30th, and winners will receive a prize pack. So it's going to be a really fun event. We're going to have all the essays available on our website as well.
I've been speaking today with Suzanne Wentley with the Children's Services Council of Martin County. If you'd like to find out more about them, or perhaps to sponsor the SPLASH program, go to their website, cscmc.org. Suzanne, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.